8:15, Cornwall's Pirate FM, morning.
Good morning.
This is Neil and Lucy at breakfast playing Katy Perry. So which member of the Pirate FM team can you auction for today to raise money for the Cornwall Air Ambulance? Well, look, on Wednesday I was bought by Crossroads House Care Home Scoria.
Yes, you were.
And can I just say, what a day yesterday. Amazing people doing an amazing job. And I was there and I was helping dish up dinners and serve drinks. That, I say that it's quite loosely really what I did because those guys work so hard. You know?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, all residents there had dementia of one level or another, and most quite considerably. And they were so lovely. And the thing is, being there yesterday, it was quite an emotional day, actually, because it struck a real chord for me. Because it took me back to when my grandparents were in a home. Mm. Sorry. And my pap, for instance, he was a Cornwall boxing champion. And he played rugby for the Pirates. And he played rugby for Cornwall back in the 30s.
Wow.
And when dementia set in, it sort of took all of that strength away on how I viewed him, you know, and it became a bit more of a shadow of what he always was as I was growing up. And it doesn't change who they are to you, but it changes everything about them. And then they can live in a totally different world. That's what dementia is all about. But what the staff do and what they were doing yesterday and constantly do is they instantly become a part of their residents' world. I mean, they're like actors. Mm. I mean, seriously, really good actors.
Yeah.
But there's no rehearsals. They have to slip into a scenario at just the split second.
Mm.
And they kind of live the lives that the residents do.
Okay.
And it's very clever. And the thing is, any one of us could suffer with dementia one day, in which case I want people like the team at Crossroads House Care Home to look after me because they've set it out like a village.
They've reserved your room. It's already.
Yeah. There's like a village. They've got a little sort of made-out church in there and a pub with a bar, although the Guinness draft wasn't connected, by the way. and the corridors from where the rooms are set, they're all designed like streets and they switch on street lights at night.
It's amazing.
It's really, really clever. So it was a great day. It was an emotional day for many reasons and a bit of an eye-opening one as well. And you may be lucky to never need a care home for someone in your family, but if ever you do, there is support out there. So I just wanted to say, Mary, thank you for buying me in the auction. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much to the team for supporting me because it was brilliant. It was really good fun. And the thing was, I asked, just before I left, I asked the manager, the lovely Jackie, about how I did when I was serving up the food.
I think you've done very, very well. I think maybe you need to work on your portion control.
It's funny, it's not the first time someone's told me that. So in the kitchen, it's hot work in there, though.
It's very hot. Yeah. It is very hot.
The one big question, do you think I could get a job here? Could you see me on your team?
I think, when are you joining us? It'd be a pleasure.
There you go. Brilliant.
Oh, well,
thank you
done,
for that.
You. That's fantastic.
Do you know, I've just tweeted a picture out of the amazing team from Crossroads House Care Home.
Good morning to everybody there this morning. And thank you for taking Neil away from the office for the day yesterday. What a break for me. Peace and quiet at last.
So we're at Pirate FM on Twitter. Go and check it out. Those guys are lovely. Now, this is what is happening today.
Yes. Brace yourselves. Today, you can buy the wonderful Mark Peters. He's our managing director here at Pirate FM.